It's Newcastle's Hit 106.9 with Nick, Jess and Ducko. Now, guys, we know, particularly I think for me anyway, it really took off in ISO. TikTok.
Oh, mate, it's huge.
It's so big. And I don't understand how people can do it for a living and make money off it.
Yeah, because I don't see any ads anywhere. I don't see, like, any sponsored posts.
Mate, really? You haven't been on long enough. You've been on there for a couple of hours. A TikTok ad will pop up for a various product or service or whatever. But, yeah, they're not attached to particular posts or
– Yeah, I haven't seen them on the posts, I guess, is my point. I've only been on there for, look, about 10 minutes. But
Look, we don't know a lot about TikTok. We're not good at TikTok. We make some TikToks, which go okay.
Well, they go okay on the Nick Jess Ducko account if you would like to follow that.
But we're not viral yet.
No.
So we have some help today from someone who knows a bit more about it, Jennifer Dudley-Nicholson from News Corp National Technology, the editor. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
So talk us through it. I'm not sure if, like, is TikTok your specific field, or like how do people make money from TikTok?
Well, that is a really good question. Apparently Jason Derulo, he came out this week and said that he makes $75,000 US per post on TikTok. And he has like a whole like crew behind him to edit these things and add special effects and go viral and all the rest of it, which seems completely crazy to me. But you know what? He's working it. He's making it work for him. That's a great income. But as for how people go viral, it's all a bit of a mystery. You see lots of people go viral who didn't expect it, which I think is kind of the nice thing about it. However, there's security concerns that have come up recently.
Yeah, but the Jason Derulo one, for example, 75K, I've seen him do one where he spins corn on a power drill and it takes his teeth out, one where he wipes a shower screen and does the wiping challenge or something like that. I don't see it associated with any product. Where is the 75K coming from and how?
Well, I imagine, I mean, I'm sure it wasn't sponsored by any sort of corn group because that thing haunts my nightmares.
Yeah. The drills? The Makita, is that a Makita?
Not a dentist anyway.
It's a very efficient drill, whatever it's taking your teeth out. Yeah. Maybe for dentists, I'm not sure. But there are ads on the platform like there are on all of these things. And also it's one of those things where, sometimes you get paid to be on a platform in interesting ways and there are sponsorships that you're not quite aware of, because certainly there's been a lot of rules around Instagram advertising that we've seen put in, for example, where you actually have to tag it as an ad. But back in the past, nobody actually did that. So maybe those weight loss lollipops weren't actually working, and the stories that they were putting up weren't actually legitimate, but they were ads the whole time.
Isn't that interesting, Jen? You mentioned, you know, just being on the platform could garner you some cash inflow. I know that the most followed girl on TikTok, she's 16. Her name's Charli D'Amelio. She has 70 million followers on this platform. She's a dancer. And yeah, she's cashing in 48 grand per post. She's 16.
Wow. And you're,
does it matter the post? Like, does it need to generate a certain amount of views?
I have heard, Jen, that the dancing ones are where it's at. So do we all need to kind of get our tap shoes on and try and go viral that way?
Oh, look, I don't necessarily know if tap shoes is the right way to go.
Like ballet slippers.
Sound as old as I am.
We're not out of touch.
Maybe you can bring them back. Maybe there's scope for this. I'm not sure.
Yeah, there's a gap in the market.
Some of the dances are really full on, though, and you will spend a long time. There's a lot of YouTube videos breaking down the dances, like step by step, so you can actually go through and try them. So, like, one video will spurn a whole heap of other videos. So, potentially, those people are getting paid just because they're getting so many people watching, and so the ad dollars can be directed back to them.
Right.
Yeah. We've even got a local Shannon who you know quite well. She was part of the lip sync battle, and she was part of TikTok's actual content creation group.
Yeah, she's doing the dances to start it off.
Yeah.
And
so we've heard recently also that TikTok might be being banned in Australia. Some people are saying there's not a lot of weight to this rumor because China might be using it as like some kind of spy software. Do any of these rumors have any weight?
Look, it has actually been banned in India so far, and it's being banned progressively by different US companies. So far with the US military, for example, nobody from the US military or a federal employee in the US can actually install this. On the weekend, we saw an interesting thing where Amazon came out and sent an email to all employees saying, get this off your phone. And then they sent an email out saying, oops, sorry, didn't mean to send that. So I'm not really sure what's going on there. And there's also a US bank that's done that as well. Fears are very heightened around what China is doing online at the moment. And so I guess the fear about this is that TikTok is owned by a Chinese company and they're beholden to Chinese laws, which say if we request information from you, you have to provide it. And the app actually uses not just your mobile phone number, but your email address, potentially your location, your camera, your microphone. Yeah. There's a lot of information there.
Wow. It is scary to think about, though.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because TikTok is actually not available in China, and they've made sure that they're taking it out of Hong Kong as well.
Oh, what the hell? But it's a Chinese company.
It is indeed, yes. Okay. And so, oh, no, I mean, that's not a good sign. Maybe tells you something.
Yeah.
They can have my life. I will waste hours and hours of their time.
$75,000 a post, you can have my phone number.
Yeah. Well, that's what I want to ask you. Before we let you go, how do we make the big bucks on TikTok if we can't dance or sing?
Just be funny, I think.
Okay,
I've seen,
great.
I've seen a lot of people just be funny. And so you could sort of aim for that. I think that's achievable.
Okay. Guys, I told you, we have to get some sort of pigeon or bear dancing up against a pole or bouncing along the street.
Yep.
And you put it to that stripper song.
Right place, right time.
Somebody come get her. Mate, those things go viral. We need one of those.
I can't believe you're sharing this for free. This is great information.
Don't give away a hack. Well, Jennifer Dudley Nicholson, News Corp National Technology Editor, thank you so much for sharing some light on TikTok for us.
Thank you.